Welcome to our Erev Shabbos party. Shabbos Brishas, Erev Shabbos Brishas party. We'll get started in just one moment. Gotta get in the Erev Shabbos mood. Bum, bum, bum. All right, a good Erev Shabbos to everyone. Welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Generously sponsored by dear friends Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, Eschus v'chai Rivka bas Tzipora Friedel, and also this week sponsored for a refuah shlema for Rabbi Lord Sachs Yaakov Tzvi Rav Yaakov Tzvi Ben Liba, should have a complete, a speedy, and a painless refuah shlema. Thank you so much for your generosity. I want to share with you a geschmack, really amazing insight I saw just now to turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos. Great to be together again. The weather, at least in Boca, may be rainy and dark outside. The light of Shabbos is coming. The joy of Shabbos, Bereishis, new beginning, fresh start. You know, all the Sfarim say that we only call it Shabbos Bereishis. We don't call it Shabbos Noach or Shabbos Lech Lecha, Shabbos Vayera. Those are just parshios. But Bereishis is not just a parsha. Bereishis is a Shabbos. It's Shabbos Bereishis, the Shabbos of new beginning, Shabbos of fresh start. The Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher Rebbe said that like a child in the Cheder who gets their Chumash, we're all getting our new Chumash tomorrow. We're starting from the beginning. Parshas Bereishis, Sefer Bereishis, a new beginning, a fresh start, a new excitement, and a new way to enter Shabbos, to enter Shabbos with excitement, with zeal, passion, enthusiasm, to be ready on time, to put on our Shabbos ponim, and to have a smile, to get ready, and to greet the Shabbos in the holiest and the highest way. So before the Yom Tovim, when we digressed, we were going through multiple different interpretations of what it means to have a Neshama Yisera. The Gemara Beitza says that when Shabbos comes, we get a Neshama Yisera. We're endowed with an expanded, a bigger, a better, a deeper, a more intense, a more elevated, however you want to define it, a different kind of quality of Neshama, what we call a Neshama Yisera. And we've shared four or five interpretations already. But listen to what he says next. We're learning in this beautiful Sefer HaShabbos. B'Sefer Emek Bracha, La'aviv Shel Ashla, the Shla's father, Shnei Luchos Abris, Yishaya Horowitz had a father who was also a Talmud Chacham. He wrote a Sefer Emek Baracha. And he says, Neshama Yisera is the following. Adam Murkav Miguf V'Nefesh HaGuf Echad V'Neshama Achaz Yachtav V'Yotamim HaNefesh Ba'Askal V'Aguf Ba'Achilu Shtiya Koyimas HaChol. We've already alluded to this earlier in the opinion of the interpretation of the Meiri. The body all week long has an appetite. The body craves food and drink and decadent pleasures, indulgences, hedonistic experiences. All week long, the body craves, the body has an appetite for these things. But the neshama reaches and yearns and stretches for something higher, something better. Animals walk on all four, they face the ground. Human beings on all two, they stretch for the heavens. It's an unfair battle. It's one against one. It's one on one. Neshama versus the guf, all week long. Comes Shabbos, and the neshama is Yisera. We have a second neshama, a backup neshama. And therefore, the guf has no chance. The guf has no fight, because the double neshama, it's now a two-on-one. He writes, Uvakal to'ena ha'beiz neshamos mevatlan ha'guf mipu'ulos v'atvios, binyin shelo yochal b'Shabbos kama b'chol. Our eating on Shabbos is not the same way as it is during the week. We eat a lot more on Shabbos, unfortunately. We struggle with our eating, quantity, quality, and longevity, and then we pay for it all week, try to get rid of it all week. But that eating is not just serving a hedonistic pleasure. It's not just serving the guf. That eating is to honor the Shabbos, the covet Shabbos Kodesh. Hanafasha osine la'ochlim lo'shosin, rak mis angos tana gadlo ba'asaga muskalos. So the double neshama uses the food as fuel to serve the spirit, to sing zmiros with more energy and fervor, to share divrei Torah, to engage in conversation, to connect with the people we love who are all around us. The neshamas, the nefesh and neshama, or the neshama yisera, they defeat the guf. So the guf still has an appetite, it still wants to eat, and it still does eat. But the quality of that eating is categorically different than it is all week long. It's not just about indulging in the three appetizers and the four mains with the 17 side dishes with the four desserts. And we're doing that even when we're not impressing guests these days. But it's the habit we can't break that we're still cooking that way. We, that's the royal we in this case. We're still cooking in this way and we're still preparing in this way. And we're still eating in this way. And yet the way we consume has to be different. Because the neshama just wants the Torah Hashem. The neshama wants to be nourished, not with tricolored gefilte fish, and not with a geschmack oily potato kugel, and not with the delicious kishka, with the flavor of the cholent. The neshama says, Guf, enjoy that, but enjoy that so I, the neshama, can then be nourished with what I eat, with what I consume. And you know what I consume? Experiences. I consume relationships. I consume conversation. I consume zmiros. So Guf, be distracted with all that. Gefilte fish and kishka and cholent and kigel. Be distracted, Guf, because I, the neshama, I'm about to go to town all you can eat shmorg for the neshama of zmiros and divrei Torah and conversation and laughter and fun and board games and even shluf. My shluf on Shabbos is to be able to nourish the neshama. V'zeu shadar shabbos. Now listen carefully. This is the amazing Dvar Torah. You ready? You're listening to this? I saw this. It's geschmack. I fell in love. The Gemara in Beitza, when it quotes, well, how do you know you have a neshama yisera? It comes from this week's parsha. Vayinafash. Kadosh Baruch Hu created man. 6 days he worked. Seventh he rested. Shavaz vayinafash. And the Gemara darshans, the Gemara learns, vayinafash, vay of the nefesh. That Shabbos we have a neshama yisera, and when Shabbos ends, we lose it, and we say, vay, woe unto me of the nefesh. So we've discussed previously, we won't review it right now. When should we say vayinafash? Not at the onset of Shabbos, but at the exit from Shabbos. The vay of the nefesh, the woe unto me for losing the neshama yisera, takes place at Havdalah, not at the beginning of Shabbos. So we discussed that another time. But the Gemara learns, how do I know I have a neshama yisera? From the word vayinafash, our parsha, vay of the nefesh. Listen carefully. Says the Sefer, says the father of the Shlach Kaddosh, Ratzalomar, vay la'osan habriyo shema avdin ha-nefesh, ki mitoch she'ochlen v'shosan har be'yosem en haroi, mevatlen ha-Torah asher azeh nitna lana neshama yisera b'Shabbos. The vay of the nefesh, why is it at the beginning of Shabbos? Because we're saying is, woe unto those who are confused and distracted, and who think that Shabbos is all about the extra eating, the extra drinking, the l'chaim, the wine, the food, the shluf. Vay, woe unto them that avda, that they lost nefesh, the opportunity to have the neshama yisera. Varhin ki'ilu ibdu ha-nefesh hazos. Can you imagine? You're more on fire, you're more awake, you're more intelligent, you have the capacity to focus better, to remember more, to have a deeper relationship. And all of a sudden, Shabbos ends, you make Havdalah, and you say, whoa, 25 hours, I wasted 25 hours, I just totally didn't take advantage of. You come back from that vacation, and everybody was supposed to be disconnected from their chaos and their obligations and their tasks and their devices, and instead of taking advantage to connect, the vacation ends, you're flying back, and you say, oi, woe unto us, vay, nebuch, we wasted that chance, that opportunity, how we could have been transformed, how we could have been enriched, how we could have been energized. So that's what the father of the Shlach says. He says, you know what the neshama yisera is? Enjoy the guf. Feed the guf. Nourish that guf. Let the guf be satisfied so it's no longer struggling with the neshama. So you eat and you shluf and maybe you make a l'chaim if you can do so moderately and responsibly. And then when the guf is taken care of, boom, that's when you feed the neshama. Zmiros, divrei Torah, relationships, fun, board games, reading, learning. And if you don't, if you think, what's my neshama yisera? As many mistakenly and tragically think, neshama yisera means I can't gain weight on Shabbos. I can eat whatever and however much I want of anything, and neshama yisera means I can't gain weight. I don't know if you've looked at the Jewish people lately, but clearly that theory is not correct. Chalila, I'm not speaking Lashon Hara in this new year about the Jewish people. We could all use a shtickle diet. We could all use a little bit more exercise. We could all use the neshama yisera thing clearly. If you look at people on the way out of Shabbos and Yontif, nobody says, boy, did I not gain 1 pound because of my neshama yisera. The scale doesn't lie, and the scale tells the truth. So the Shlach, and the Shlach also quotes us in Maseches Sukkah, Perek Ner Mitzvah, this teaching of his father. What an amazing teaching. Vayinafash, vay of the nefesh. What does it mean? Nebuch on those who had the opportunity in Shabbos to nourish the neshama and only nourish the guf. Avda, they lost. They wasted. Nebuch, the nefesh. Now listen to this next. Vadvarim olam mechuvana b'mesha. Maybe Ashlah, this works now the next generation. The Shlah himself teaches Mesech Shabbos from the Zohar. You ready? Shabimotze Shabbos b'chazarish neshama yisera l'makoma You know what happens at the end of Shabbos? The Neshama Yisera climbs and it goes back upstairs for the week until it's ready to come back down again next Shabbos. Where does it go? What does it happen? What's the conversation when it gets there? Says the Shlach, quoting from the Zohar, when the Neshama Yisera, this extra opportunity that we had, when it goes back upstairs for the week, Hashem says, "Nu, how was your Shabbos?" And the Neshama Yisera doesn't answer, "You wouldn't believe the 14 side dishes. You're not going to believe the 16 desserts. You're not going to believe the crumbs with the challah, with the chocolate in the challah, and the challah really was a babka, not a challah, and a dessert, and boy, was it impressive." The Neshama doesn't report any of that. When the Neshama Yisera goes back upstairs after Avdallah, says the Zohar, you know what it's asked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? "Nu, what was the chiddush in Torah? What was the chiddush in your relationship? What was the chiddush in your conversation? What was the chiddush in your zmiros? What was the chiddush in your neshama? What did it do for you for the whole week?" We have this opportunity. We had the opportunity. Don't waste it. Don't squander it. Take advantage of it. Distract the guf. Feed the guf. And then let the neshama go to town. Let the neshama eat to its heart's content. Let the neshama be so well fed that when it gets upstairs tomorrow night, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Nu, what did you enjoy?" And I'll say, "Oh, listen to this chiddush, listen to this conversation, listen to this amazing walk I went on with my children, listen to the board game, listen to the laughs, listen to what the neshama was able to imbibe, what the neshama was able to absorb, how the neshama Yisera was able to be nourished." Is that not geschmack? Vay avda nefesh. Neshama Yisera, don't say, "Whoa, avda, you wasted the nefesh." The neshama Yisera will be asked, and we have to spend the next 25 hours preparing our answer, making sure that we have a response when the neshama Yisera goes back upstairs. And that's why Motzei Shabbos, what do we have to do in Havdalah? This neshama Yisera, we're going back to the one-on-one fight. We've lost our backup. We've lost our tag team. We've lost the two-on-one advantage. The rest of the week, come Motzei Shabbos, come Havdalah, we're back to the one-on-one fight. So, what do we have to do to comfort ourselves? We imbibe the besamim. We smell the besamim. That's why you don't do besamim in Havdalah on Motzei Yontif. Only Motzei Shabbos. Because only Motzei Shabbos do you have the Neshama Yisera which is leaving. And we comfort ourselves with besamim. Why besamim? Also this week's Parashat Bereishis. How did Hashem give us our neshama? Vayipach be apav neshmas chayim. Through the nose. The neshama came in through the nose. The aroma. The spirit, the spirituality of aroma. That's how we got our neshama to begin with, and that's how we're comforted by the extraction of the neshama Yisera. And so, Amir Tashem, we should all spend our next 25 hours Shabbos Bereishis. It's not just Parshas Bereishis, it's Shabbos Bereishis. Mevorchem HaChodesh, we're going to bless the new month, a very special month of Cheshvan. Not Mar Cheshvan, it's Matok Cheshvan this year. It's not Mar Cheshvan. But it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos, a beautiful month. We should all spend 25 hours, enjoy the guf, but really feed the neshama. Don't just feed the body and its appetites. Feed the soul and its appetites. So when the extended soul goes back upstairs for the week, it has a proper answer to give a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy.